Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. January 27th, 2023. Can't believe it's 2023. So I'm watching this show called The Peripheral, and it's set in 2032 and 2099. It's like got a time travel component, it looks like. And it's great. I love it. But it's just so... like 2099 sounds like, well, that'll never happen. But my kid will be 100 in 2099. Like, it's so...
Yeah.
It's amazing that we sort of all, well, all of us lived over the turn of the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
Or the millennium. Yeah.
Well, millennium. We watched major changes in society in terms of the computer taking over just about every aspect of our lives. And then it like has slowed down a little bit, but I think we're going to see another big change before, you know, we go to heaven. With all this AI stuff that's just bubbling underneath, like waiting to be...
There's so much. We are living at the most amazing time so far. And our kids and their kids, I mean, the future's going to be, hopefully, incredible. Hopefully our robot overlords don't corral us and make us do all the grunt work. All right. This is long, so I want to get right to it, okay?
All right.
This isn't fun for this person, but it's a very interesting... I only was able to skim this because I just opened it up before we started the show. But I saw enough keywords that I went, oh, we're doing this. So people had asked for it. We were very heavy this week. There was a lot of heavy stuff that happened on The Secret Show, so this will be like sort of your Friday. We'll have a little fun with this, but it's not fun for this person at all. Here we go. Hey, radio family. Hope the font's large enough, Sarah. It looks great. Please don't say my name. I tried to keep it short, but there are just so many details to this story. I have enjoyed listening to The Secret Show for years. It has made my life seem semi-normal, despite whatever challenges I've had going on. Some of the stories are so wild. I've taken to heart a lot of really good advice, specifically from Vinny, regarding relationships, expectations from a partnership, and what should be considered normal behavior. I appreciate Vinny's honesty from a male perspective. I've been married now for 10-plus years and have often thought, if I ever end up single again, I'm going to use advice from The Secret Show and do things differently. I wish I had known a lot of this years ago before I agreed to marry my husband.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sounds terrible, right? What happily married woman has these thoughts? I suppose that goes to show how unhappy I have been for so long.
Oh.
I have often thought things could be so much better in my life if my husband were considerate like other husbands, if he would contribute to the household like other husbands, if he would speak kindly to me like other husbands speak to their wives, etc. I know we're not supposed to compare, so I tried hard to be happy in my situation. So many negative aspects of my relationship and my husband's behavior are being revealed to me very clearly now. I've found myself believing more and more that he is a narcissist, clearly manipulative. He is controlling, and I am in a trauma bond situation. A trauma bond situation. My psychologist friend shared that term with me. I had to look it up to fully understand it. We don't have time for that. Your letter is too long. And I have suffered from a mentally and emotionally abusive relationship the entire time I've been with my husband, which is almost 15 years now. 10 years of marriage and 15 years together. Here's the thing. On Sunday of this week, while my husband was in the shower, his phone was on the dresser in our walk-in closet. I noticed he kept getting notifications, and it seemed to be every time I moved closer to the dresser. Later, the phone was in the bathroom, still within my sight and close enough that I could tell he was receiving notifications when I walked in a certain spot. Oh, boy.
Oh, this is camera stuff.
The notifications were from an app called TinyCam Pro.
Oh,
let's look that up.
TinyCam Pro.
I have two cams aimed right at the front doors at my beach pad. The front door, back door, inside the place, though. And they, if there's anything sets them off or walks past them or whatever, I get a notice. So mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone's familiar with those camera app, you know, notifications.
Right.
But
right.
This being a tiny cam in her bedroom, it sounds like.
Bedroom. It sounds like closet bathroom, like where okay. she would be naked.
Oh, boy.
So,
man.
And I don't know if she just doesn't have the passcode to his phone. I know John's passcode, but I'm sure there are plenty of couples who don't share that.
I'm watching a tutorial of a guy setting it up. This camera is tiny. You see his
yeah,
left
I think,
hand.
You Christina see
that?
And I
that's it. It looks like the top of a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have her code, and she doesn't have mine. So plenty
yeah,
of couples.
Yeah, I think it's common,
look,
right.
Yeah.
And people change their passcodes and stuff. And mm-hmm. So she sees, though, that TinyCam Pro is what's sending the information to him, the notification. So she looks it up on the internet. And she says, the internet confirmed that this is an app that connects to spy cameras. I kept searching the closet for a camera whenever I could, but I couldn't find anything until it sounds like it's the next day. So this happened on Sunday. She's sort of looking, but she's trying not to give it away that she knows about this, it sounds like. Boy, these people. So she's looking, and she says, on Monday evening, I did some online research and got ideas for where to look and how to look. And it turns out he had removed a screw in a panel cover, used electrical tape to secure a camera in the screw hole, and plugged the camera into the outlet within the panel, which holds the home security system. So this thing is wired, and it's coming through a screw hole.
Wow.
So when, is this, before you finish, because okay. I know that you're going to have
there's a lot
the,
more.
Yeah. Before you finish, I'm curious if you think, as just to speculate, is this him watching her sleep and be naked and then when they have sex, or is this him keeping fearing that she's going to have sex with someone else in their bed and wants to keep an eye on her?
The first thing I think is these are going up on the internet somewhere.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
That's voyeur
what I
videos.
Think. Right. Oh, maybe, you know, wouldn't it be nice if your husband was watching you get changed and jerking off? I'd be like, oh, that's great.
You do love me.
I'm so glad you're into me, like checking out, you know, my moles or whatever I'm doing. And
it's
looking
still,
at my face
it's
in the mirror.
Like, yes, I think that that's true. Very nice. I mean, you don't want someone, when you're alone, you should be able to pick your butt and smell your finger without knowing that a video was just taken of you. You know what I mean?
Yes. There are things that, not that, but there are things that we do when we think we're alone that we wouldn't do with anyone else around. Even people we're comfortable farting in front of, you know, you just.
Yeah, you don't
you
want.
You just don't. You don't want that. you think you're alone, you should be alone and right. not being spied on.
Right.
Okay, so she confronts him.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Okay.
When confronted, he lied, saying, "I don't know what that is." Then he said he set it up to catch our dog peeing in the closet. And then he said he continued to just keep it in place just to see how often I use my vibrator, which he doesn't like me using because he wants me to use him instead. Yet he bought the vibrator for me. It's never made any sense to me. He told me he had the camera in place for maybe a month, which I found out was a lie when I got access to his email account and found the order receipt. The camera was found on January 9th. And he placed the order at the end of September. So it actually hasn't been there for years or anything, but it's been there for a bit. The lies continue. I asked, "Are there any other cameras?" And he said, "No." I asked if the cameras record, and he said, "No. He just receives notifications like the doorbell camera, and he can see things live, but it doesn't record." The order confirmed he'd also purchased a phone charging dock with a hidden camera, as well as two high-capacity SD cards. Later, I connected one of the cameras and downloaded the app to see how it worked. It turns out the app allows you to take photos and video and save them directly to your phone. The first camera was in the closet, aimed at the dresser where I get dressed. The second was on the nightstand in the bedroom, presumably aimed at the bed, but he says it was aimed at the bedroom door. All to confirm I was bringing someone else in the bedroom. In his mind, I was having an affair, and he wanted proof. I demanded the SD cards, one of which he handed over. At first, he said, "There isn't a second one." And then she said, "I see the order. You have two." And then he said he doesn't have it. And then he said it's gone. And then he said he threw it away. Later in the day, he said he flushed it down the toilet. And then he said he broke it into pieces and flushed it. The story just keeps changing. He considers flushing it down the toilet to be the same thing as thrown away, but it leads me to believe he still has it somewhere. He does. This SD card is the one from the bedroom, which would then have some very personal moments on it. Supposedly,
it's
these cameras,
the one that has stuff on it, for sure. Yeah. The one he's, you know, going to the death to protect is the one that has the good stuff on it.
Yeah. Just you changing, no big deal. You coming in your own bed, you know, I don't know what your covers on, covers off, whatever it is.
Or him having sex with someone in their bed.
Oh, that, I didn't even think about that potential angle. So supposedly these cameras could start recording when motion is sensed and stop when there's no motion. And they continue this recording over the oldest material on the card. So there is months worth of video on it. There were over 15,000 files on the first SD card from the camera in the closet. Jesus.
Damn.
It goes on. When asked if he ever used the cameras for personal pleasure, he said, I did one time.
Okay.
Totally believable. I just continue to catch him in these lies. He keeps saying things like, I've come clean. I've told you the truth about everything. But he's only coming clean after I find out more information. He also doesn't seem to understand how wrong it is to use the footage for personal pleasure without my knowledge or consent just because we're married. So I guess my question is, how would you feel? How would you react? What would you think, do, say, if you were in my position? Do you believe this is grounds for divorce? He says he didn't share the images, didn't text them to anyone. He didn't post them on any websites, but that's a whole other thing that she can't be too sure of. I have spoken with a therapist and will continue seeking treatment because I'm now paranoid about cameras, tracking devices, recording devices everywhere. And I've been in this emotionally abusive relationship for so long. I've spoken with an attorney. I'm putting the cameras and SD card in a safe deposit box per her advice. Working on changing the code to the gun safe. Holy shit. I am sleeping in the guest room and have a separate bedroom, a separate bathroom. We have two boys, ages 3 and 6. They've been around for some of the conversations, but overall, I'm trying to keep it close to normal as possible. She doesn't want her husband to do anything rash. She's trying to set him off. I always thought I'd write in because I had a higher sex drive than my husband, which I thought was odd. But no, now she's got a really bad reason. One more detail in the mix. We just relocated to Texas in May.
Oh,
I know. Loyal listener since 09. There you go. Don't say her name. And let's get back to the questions that she just asked. So the questions are, how would you feel? How would you react? What would you think if you were in this position? And do you believe this is grounds for divorce? I'll start with that one. This is grounds for divorce.
Mm.
And you already had grounds for divorce. You weren't happy. It sounds like this is a terrible marriage. And now this is icing on the cake. And this is awful. And I'm just praying for your sake that he's telling you the truth about that one thing where he hasn't shared this stuff anywhere else. How would I feel? I'd have a lot of questions. And I'd be gauging very closely what the person's reaction was to my questions, as it sounds like you're doing, because anyone who's doing this is capable of... Who knows what the fuck they're capable of? Terrible. So those are my feelings, Vinny.
So I agree with you, Sarah, just in that you're saying you're super unhappy. So, you know, the divorce thing has to come from within you. But it sounds like you haven't given any reasons to stay.
Not one.
Other than the kids, I guess.
But honestly, I don't think that's a good reason to stay in an unhappy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. This is one of those things where we're talking about a real, I don't know if it's a disorder or what, how it's referred to in the psychology biz, but narcissists are a real problem. Like and I don't know who diagnosed him as that, if that's just something you said or if your doctor actually said that, but I know I've listened to a story from a friend. And the whole being married to a narcissist thing is a nightmare. And the problem, or the thing I'm going to warn you on, is divorcing a narcissist is even a bigger nightmare. So there's like a lot you got to get. Like they will do anything to fuck you over, and they'll do it all day long, every day for the rest of their days. There's an extreme amount of self-importance there, and the idea that anyone would do anything to cross them, and I can't even really speak to it because I don't know enough about that, but having listened to some stories on a person trying to divorce a narcissist, it's everything that you hear about the worst case scenario in divorces, it's that. It's that they don't
get your ducks in a row.
They will not pay their child support. They find ways to leverage the money they owe you against what you should be doing for them. How you can't leave me. It's really scary when you like real life stuff. Narcissists are it's a difficult thing. So I guess that stood out to me. The other stuff, yeah, you should be happy in your relationship And I do think that, you know, relationships goes through ebbs and flows. And most certainly I've been very honest about mine having done that. And yet you can get to the other side and still be together. So on that end, if there's some reason that you think there's, you know, like you still love him and he's a great guy, but none of that's in your letter.
None of it. In fact, if anything, this you could almost leave the whole camera incident out and say, I'm thinking I'm not in the right relationship for me, just based on everything else in here. His sex drive is lower than yours, you know, all these, this manipulation and, you know, you thinking that he's a narcissist, that he, you say he's manipulative, he's controlling, and I'm in a trauma bond situation, according to your psychologist. So it's, this sounds terrible. And now, and this is the cherry on top of terrible. It's a terrible Sunday.
Do you want to hear about trauma bonding?
Yeah, tell me this trauma bond thing.
It's to agree with the abusive person, to try to cover up for them and to argue with or distance themselves from people that are trying to help you in that situation.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
That didn't help.
It doesn't help me at all. But and I'm glad I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is. It sounds terrible.
Well, so I guess it just comes back to it. Look, as far as the spying thing, I'd like to think, let's say for example, like I really like to look at naked ladies and I love seeing Christina naked as often as humanly possible,
right?
And I will find reasons to go ask her a question when she's in the shower. I just do. I wouldn't dare put a camera somewhere where she changes even as much. And she's, I think she would absolutely oblige me if I said, I really need to get some pictures or video of you naked. I think she would say, you know, time's tight, but sure. But to do that without her knowledge and be shady and lying about it after I'm caught too. Like, I don't know what response is the good one, but probably the best one is to come clean right away and say, I just love seeing you naked.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I can't even.
Honestly, that's almost the only thing that might save the relationship is to say that. Because all this other stuff is just lie over after lie.
Right.
yeah.
Y'all know it's not that.
Well, he obviously does like that too, because he's filming her.
Well, I mean, is the intention just for himself to get pleasure off of her, or is
the
it
question.
To, you know, have something to blackmail over, right?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't trust this guy. She's not in love, emotionally abusive. You know, she seems like she's halfway out the door already. They don't sleep together.
And he's secretly filming her. That's fucked up. Yeah. You have grounds for divorce, 100,000. You had him before this. And, but I think Vinny's warning is appropriate.
Yeah.
She's not, this guy sounds terrible and manipulative and controlling. He's going to try to fuck you over in this.
True that. I have one more little fact here that if it was in California where he recorded it, I'm not sure where it was recorded, but there is like...
It's in Texas.
I know that they just moved to Texas, but I'm not sure where most of the recordings took place.
Well, she says between September, she thinks between September and January 9th.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I know that there are some revenge porn laws that you can use, but right. I guess maybe it's not applicable.
Well, sure. But look into that. And a lawyer would know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need to lawyer up and you need to... start this process going. You know what sucks is that they just moved to Texas. Like, now she's someplace. I don't know what her deal is with Texas. Maybe she does have people there. But, I mean, to be out of your element and not with your people and have to do this. There have to be people there that can help you.
To change the gun safe lock code or whatever, that's...
Oh, my God.
To even think
so
about having
scary.
To do that.
It's very scary. And I don't get... I'm really not someone who gets jealous of other people's, you know, joy or, you know, success in life. I would like to be a naked lady in a shower sometime. I'm jealous of that.
You're kind of focused on that, Vinny. Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, well, I can't help it. I like that. Sure. But I'm just saying, like, you know, and I'm not, the last thing I am is jealous of this scenario. You got a lot to dig out from, man. Yeah. Woof.
Them's problems.
Yep.
Yeah. So obviously a lawyer, and then I think there's got to be, like, you know, help groups, you know, and it sounds like you have a psychologist. Maybe they can recommend somebody. Like,
if you have means for it, maybe a PI.
Oh,
I don't know. Just to get
more dirt on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What a scumbag. I hate him. I hate this guy. You got to divorce that guy. All right. Was that lighter?
I don't know if it was.
Not even close.
It wasn't. That's too bad. Well, look, on the plus side.
It's definitely very interesting. I was looking at all these cameras here. They're insane. If you look at how small they are, there's one on a button. This guy's button there.
Oh, my God.
You know?
It's actually the shape of a button. It looks like a button. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? What do they say? Sex drives all innovation. This is it right here.
That shouldn't be legal.
Right. And
like,
yet
you should have to have a PI license or some kind of a police, like, that, so you can just randomly buy spy supplies. Great.
You know, I just realized too, though, if you look at your phone, I mean, the camera on that is quite small too. It's the size of...
Oh, I've taped people. I've been like, oh, this is funny.
This technology.
I just hold my phone up and pretend I'm looking at it, and I am filming them. I mean, it happens.
Good luck in Texas. Woof.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. This is, that's, well, it, listen, it gives you something to chew on. On the positive side, she started off the whole letter by saying, if I were ever single again, I would have learned from The Secret Show. And well, looks like your opportunity is about to
headed
to
that way.
So let us know how this all goes, please, and what you find out about what he's been doing with this footage. And I'm very interested in how all this turns out. So
me too.
And anytime you want to send us anything, a good story, a big problem, whatever you got, send it to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com.
A lot of these stories stay with me, so often you might think you've just been a, you know, fodder for our show, but all the time I think about this stuff later.
You
so
often come back the
up.
Next day and say... Mm-hmm. I have more thoughts on the thing we talked about.
Yeah, I really do. So I really hope you follow up and let us know you're okay and that things, however things worked out, hopefully fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll zoom in to testify that you sent this note. Anyway.
Oh, like a Zoom meeting, I see.
Yeah, like a Zoom trial.
You're going to Texas, huh? Have a good one.
No, zooming. We're going to zoom.
Go Texas. Right. Let's go.
What now?
No, go Texas. Go Niners.
Go Niners. Come on.
You got thoughts on this, Bryn? Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, my thoughts were that she's not happy. She needs to get the fuck out of there and also cover her bases, line her ducks up.
Yeah.
It's terrible. She's in a bad situation, and she's not happy. It's not a good way to model your relationship to your kids.
Nope.
All that's fucking negative. But Vinny made a great point I didn't even think about. Like, you could be very fucking messy. So take your time to process that and line those ducks up.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, is I would be trying to get the F out of there, so... Because, yeah, it sounds like a really bad situation. But, yeah, just taking your time and get your ducks lined up there. But, definitely I would – I don't think anything from what I've heard is salvageable there. So, I don't know. And especially with the kids involved, it's just a very sad situation, I think. So,
and the kids really complicate a divorce, especially if she wants to move back to California or wherever she was coming from.
Well, not to make it even worse than I – feel like I've already reported, but the person that I know that with the narcissist divorce thing, the kids became the thing. Like, that's a narcissist, a true narcissist doesn't have empathy or sympathy for anybody involved. It's all happening to them, and they're getting revenge, and whatever way they have to, including using the kids, they'll do that. Again, I don't know if you just found that word online and you're using it because you think that he kind of fits that, but if that's really what he is and who he is, that's the kind of thing they do. So.
Okay. So much for the lighter note. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker. Bye.
The end?
Yeah.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Oh, man.